Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where we bring you the news now that you need, the stories you care about, and just enough wit to keep things interesting. On today's show, we've got a little bit of everything: community updates, local wins, important public safety info, and a few stories that remind us why this place is so special. Before we dive in, a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Faultline 395, a Mammoth-based clothing brand inspired by mountain life, big landscapes, and even bigger adventures. You can check them out online or right in town. And hey, if you like staying informed without feeling like you're reading a government memo, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media. And stay on the lookout for our new and improved newsletter. You just got to subscribe from the website. We're everywhere. Trust me. Also, don't forget the Epic Eats poll is back to burgers, and your vote, it matters. Who's flipping the best patty in the Eastern Sierra? You decide. And finally, in case you needed a sign, today is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Yes, that desk. The one currently hiding under 3 coffee cups, 6 sticky notes, and at least 1 mystery paper. That's clean for my desk. Come on. All right. No judgment, just gentle encouragement. Let's get into it. You know, they say geniuses keep messy desks. Just saying. CAL FIRE San Bernardino, Inyo Mono, in coordination with local agencies and the LADWP, has issued a smoke advisory for the Independence area related to a prescribed burn known as the Artesian RX. Officials say smoke may be visible in the vicinity of Independence and along Highway 395 during the planned operations. Motorists traveling the 395 corridor may encounter signage warnings of the burn, and authorities emphasize that this is a planned activity aimed at reducing hazardous vegetation and enhancing wildfire resilience. CAL FIRE also reminds the public not to call 911 if they observe smoke associated with the prescribed burn. In Inyo County this weekend, residents can take advantage of a free green waste weekend at all county landfills and transfer stations on January 17th and 18th. Gate fees will be waived for green waste only at the Bishop Landfill, Big Pine Transfer Station, Independence Landfill, and Lone Pine Landfill. The offer is available only to Inyo County residents, so be sure to bring your ID and plan ahead, because mixed loads won't qualify for the free waiver. County officials say the effort is part of ongoing efforts to help residents reduce wildfire risk by removing excessive vegetation and yard debris from around the community. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors has approved a letter of support for Senate Bill 694, legislation intended to protect veterans from predatory practices by unaccredited individuals and companies. SB 694 would prohibit unaccredited entities from charging veterans for help with federal benefits claims and impose penalties on those who misrepresent their qualifications or engage in deceptive conduct. Inyo County Veteran Services Officer Gordon Green told the board that some veterans have been charged thousands of dollars for services available at no cost through accredited organizations, and that the bill addresses a problem the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has warned about for years. Supervisor Will Waddleton, a veteran, encouraged veterans to seek help through local veteran service officers rather than paying for outside assistance. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock. In more lighthearted news, a Lone Pine resident has earned recognition in a statewide photography contest. Dana Hodgins' image of 2 coyote pups on Owens Dry Lake was selected by the Sierra Nevada Conservancy from among hundreds of entries. The contest, now in its 15th year, highlights the diverse wildlife and habitat across the Sierra Nevada region. Supervisor Will Waddleton offered congratulations, noting the strength of the photo and its representation of the Eastern Sierra. In his own comments, Hodgins described his appreciation for the region's wildlife and landscapes, and the role that local ecosystems play in supporting diverse bird and animal life near Owens Lake. And here's a quick look at some upcoming events with the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Firstly, the Chamber's open house will be held January 21st from 10 a.m. to noon. Members and community members can stop by to ask questions about chamber support and resources. The chamber is also encouraging local businesses to reach out and consider sponsoring. They note that this isn't just a great way to support the chamber and your community. It helps get your business's name out there. With some many landmark events coming up, including the 250th anniversary 4th of July parade, there's no better time to reach out. As a final reminder, don't forget to check out the chamber's website directly to see all the community has to offer this week. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Time for your sports report, sponsored by Coppertop Barbecue, where the smoke is slow and the flavor is fast. So is the line. Check out coppertopbarbecue.com for mouthwatering specials. The Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team continued their strong league play with a dominant 64-35 victory over the Rosamond Roadrunners on Friday at home. The Broncos came out firing, jumping to a 21-6 lead after the first quarter and extending the advantage to 38-11 by halftime. The Broncos maintained control in the second half and secured another league win with a balanced offensive effort. Carlos Suarez and Dom Dondero topped scoring with 11 points each, while Will Kemp added 10 and Emery Dondero chipped in 9. Contributions also came from Travis Hernandez, Devon Mitchell, Jacoby Dondero, Charlie Lewis, and Richie Talavera. Up next, the Broncos hit the road to take on the Desert Scorpions Tuesday, followed by a game at California City on Friday. That's the latest in Broncos basketball. Stay tuned to stay fueled with Coppertop Barbecue. Again, coppertopbarbecue.com for the best barbecue, well, in the country.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's head up the hill for your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. Right now, Mammoth is sitting pretty with a 62-inch base of packed powder. The mountain has 178 trails open, along with 24 lifts and 10 terrain parks ready for your action. Looking ahead, we're gearing up for a classic bluebird day with light winds and temperatures climbing into the mid-30s. A total of 23 lifts are expected to spin, conditions permitting. So whether you're sneaking in a few early laps or committing to a full mountain mission, things are shaping up nicely. Visibility should be excellent, so don't forget your dark lens and sunscreen, because nothing ruins a perfect day like snow glare and a surprise sunburn. A quick safety reminder, deep snow is still in play across the mountain. Keep track of your group, ski with a buddy, and give tree wells plenty of space. They're sneaky and not in a fun way. That's your Mammoth Mountain update. Blue skies, packed powder, and plenty of terrain to explore. See you out there. All right, folks, let's check in with our beloved Eastern Sierra skies, where the forecast is as clear as the High Sierra Vista. Mostly. In Bishop, first, we have some good news for sun chasers. Today is shaping up to be practically sunshine certified. Expect plenty of blue skies and mild highs near the upper 50s. Nights will dip into the chilly zone, so those hoodies, they're not going anywhere. Tomorrow, keeps that sunshine streak going, a degree or two warmer in the afternoon. Perfect for a valley walk or finally unclogging that rain gauge that's been mocking you. Wednesday continues the trend, sunny with highs around low 60s. That's practically spring in no one's valley. So soak it up while the mountains stay frosty. Hey, up in Mammoth, it's mostly sunny, but cold. Highs in the upper 30s and lows that'll have your teeth chattering before your coffee does. Ski bunnies and snow lovers should feel right at home. Tomorrow brings another day of sun and sub-freezing highs up high. If Mammoth were a popsicle, it'd be a double-packed, extra cold one. Temps hit the low 40s, ideal conditions to carve fresh corduroy. And Wednesday, the sunshine is sticking around and the pattern finally gives a few more degrees in the afternoon, touching the upper 40s. Yes, upper 40s in Mammoth. It's practically tropical by local standards anyway. Dry, sunny, and stable. Kind of like my ex-wife. Through midweek across the Eastern Sierra. Perfect for everything from skiing and sightseeing to that, I swear it's cold, but also kind of nice social media post. Just remember, even when the sun's out, those overnight lows have other plans. That's going to do it for today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now, your home for local news, community stories, and the occasional reminder to clean your desk. Once again, thanks to today's sponsor, Faultline 395, a Mammoth-based brand bringing mountain style to everyday life. We appreciate their support of local news. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media so you never miss an update, breaking story, or community highlight. And seriously, don't forget to vote in the Epic Eats Best Burger Poll. Bragging rights are on the line, people, and we all know that's the most important kind. Now go forth, be informed, support local, and maybe, just maybe, clear off that desk. I mean, one or two things. At least move the mess into a neat pile. See you next time.